And we're back here at Martin Stadium as the clock ticks down here at halftime. The Georgia Bridgemen gave us their full show. They'll be hitting the road Sunday as they'll head up to Chicago. Be sure and watch them on Thursday at the Chicago Thanksgiving Day Parade. And I tell you, that's a long trip all the way up to Chicago on a bunch of yellow school buses.
It sure is, but I tell you what, the how proud they'll be when they get up there and get to do that, and how proud our Lounge Viking fans are and our community is of the Bridgemen for all the accolades they've had and all the parades they get selected to go march in. It's not just signed up saying, I want to go. You have to be selected to go march in those parades. And
looks like we're going to have a kicker here. That's number 87. Nick Hart is going to kick off for the Vikings.
Nick will be kicking off from left to right on your radio dial. Back deep is Tyree Harris and Jordan Mathis. Hart steps up. And the second half of this 6A playoff game's underway as Mathis takes it at the 10. He's up to the 15, the 20, tries to cut back and gets hit at the 20-yard line. And I'm sorry, it's not Mathis, it's Harris. And Harris goes down at the 21-yard line. And that's where they'll take over first and 10, Bill.
Yeah, Nathan Brantley in on the tackle.
And out at the 22-yard line, the ball on the near hash mark. Marietta going from right to left on your radio dial. Just underway here in the second half. Vikings trail 16-6. We've managed to put a lot of yards up, but not very many points to show for it tonight. And here comes the Marietta Blue Devils with trips to the far side. Single receiver near side, Benson at the running back. We're in a four-man front. Quickly, throw a little bubble screen out. Gets hit and nailed behind the line of scrimmage. That was Jordan Mathis who made the catch on the bubble screen. And Bill, who nailed him?
Brandon Roberts, number 31. And, I mean, he timed that one perfectly. That's a two-yard loss.
Second and 12. Well, I only give him a one-yard loss. Second and 11 back at the 21-yard line. Ball now on the far hash mark. He'll bring two receivers near side, two far side for Marietta. We're in a Vikings in a four-man front. Jennings drops back, looks. Again, throws a little screen out to number 20. And he's got the first down. I thought we'd almost run him out of bounds. But Benson, a little screen. We came hard, and he just slipped past our linebackers. And he'll get a first down all the way out to the 30. Bill, they go marking that at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, that little rolling screen right there. He made a great catch on the run, just enough to get out there and get that first down for the Blue Devils.
They're running a hurry-up offense. Two receivers near side, two far side. Again, pump fake, looks, those way downfield, turns, and great play, defensive play out there, Bill, by number 19. That's Jermacy Wright.
Yeah, Jermacy did a great job.
It was a most important drive. The most important drive of any ball game is what your opponent does with their first drive of the third quarter. Let's see what happens here. And Jennings tries to carry the ball, gets to the line of scrimmage, and he'll get 2 yards up to the 40. It'll be from first and 10. It's now second and 8 up to their 42-yard line. Of course, I want to remind somebody what an old friend of mine told me a long time ago. The most important thing in life was the score at halftime. Jennings, 10:38 to go here, third quarter. Vikings trail by 10, 16-6. Three receivers near side, one far side. We back out of a blitz. Jennings looks, there they come. We get our hands up. He starts to run. Throws downfield. Catch made for the first down.
Awful close to being throwing over the line of scrimmage, but he was right there at the line. So good call by the officials. That was close.
All the way down to our 39-yard line. That pass complete to Jordan Mathis. That was a 19-yard pass play from Jennings to Mathis. Trips near side, single receiver far side, four-man front for the Vikings. Give it to Benson right up the middle. He's got a hole, and he's not tackled until he gets past the linebackers and up to the safety. He'll get 8 yards on the carry.
Jermacy Wright in there on the tackle. Looks like D'Angelo Edmonds is going to check out now. And Zach Copeland checks in for the Vikings.
Third and three. Trips to the near side. We're overloaded this side, and we don't have enough man coverage, Bill. Jennings sees it. Jennings sees it. Now we slide the safety over. Throws out in the flats to Harris. And Harris drops the ball. I'm sorry, Mathis drops the ball. It'll be third and three from our 32-yard line.
Yeah, Tyquan Lang in there made the hit, which I don't think he would have made the catch anyway, but Tyquan was there just in case.
We shuffle defensive linemen. Play clock's running. It's down to 20 seconds.
You mentioned earlier Marietta running that no huddle. They look to the sideline.
And they're going to have to call a timeout. They only have 10 men on the field, so Marietta will take a timeout with 9:43 to go here in the third quarter.
I want to remind our listeners, you can go to our website, www.thevikingvoice.com. We'll keep you up to date throughout the season with stats that we give you here online. We give you those full reports online so you can keep up with what the Vikings do stat-wise. We've got replays, Wes, of the games as well as the coaches show. And that's something else. Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center, the Lounge High Randy McPherson Coaches Show. It's a great time out there.
It sure is. And the players, it's a great to see all the players out of there. And you can sit and talk with them and the coaches. You can get a meal for less than $10, including your drink, and have a great time. And also like to thank our friends Dennis and the whole staff over at Crystal River Seafood.
Yep, Brad and all the guys. I tell you what, great food over there at Crystal River Seafood.
It sure is. They put more food on your plate than your mama does. Don't tell them you're hungry because they'll make sure you don't leave there that way.
That's right.
Third and three, 9:43 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings trail 16-6. Trips comes to the near side. Single receiver far side. Jennings sets Benson, the running back, to his right for Marietta. Vikings in a four-man front. Quick throw, looks, throws across the middle. He has the first down to number eight as he gets down, Bill, to the 21-yard line, and they are just nickel and diamondous on those short passes.
Yeah, they found a little spot underneath the zone. They're doing very well to get the ball down there. Not going fast. They're just methodically moving down the field. They're at the Viking 21-yard line now, first down and 10 for the Blue Devils.
Trips now to the far side, single receiver near side, ball on the near hash mark. Jennings rolls right. Looks, throws toward the end zone. Catch is made.
Touchdown,
Marietta.
Again to number 11. He's been very successful. Jordan Mathis gets a touchdown for the Blue Devils. They go up 22-6, pending the extra point.
Bill, it was just a little curl right underneath. Made the catch and into the end zone. And waiting on the snap. Shannon's kicks up. It's good. And with 9:22 to go here in the third quarter, it is Marietta 23, our Vikings 6. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, Ian Shannon set to kick off. Marietta leads our Vikings 23-6 with 9:22 to go here in the third quarter. High end over end kick that Tyquan Lang takes at the 2. He's up to the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25, the 30. He's got one man to beat. That's the kicker. Jukes him, by him, jukes another man. Tyquan is headed to the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Tyquan Lang. 98 yards on the kick return.
And if he's got a high ankle sprain, I'll tell you what, he showed a couple of good moves there at the end. The kicker tried to slow him up so he could be tackled from behind. But he made a play. Now waiting on the extra point. and was wondering if we was going to go for two, but coach says no. Slide the gate. There's a snap. Kicks up. And it's good. And with 9:07 to go, third quarter, the Vikings have cut that lead to 10, 23-13. Gustavo's kick high and over end kick. The Mantis takes at the 15. He's up to the 20, tries to come outside, and we run him out of bounds as he gets up to the 23-yard line. I'm sorry, Nick Hart on the kickoff. And the Blue Devils will take over first and 10 on their own 27-yard line. 9:02 to go, third quarter. Vikings have just cut it back to 10.
Will that be the spark that the Vikings need to fire this defense up and make some big plays here and maybe get the Blue Devils off the field? We've got to get our offense back on the field, Wes.
And we've got the thing that is we have to play our game and don't leave anybody unattended down there. Jennings puts Benson to his left with three receivers to the far side, single receiver near side. We show blitz. Now we back out of it. Gives it to Benson up the middle. And he will get nowhere.
And my impact player, number 88, Sam Jackson.
Sam Jackson?
Sam Washington. Samuel Jackson. Samuel L. Jackson. He's been mean to Samuel L. Jackson lately.
He's second and 10. Jennings again, same formation. We're in a three-man front. Now we show blitz off the corner. Do we come? Yes, we do. Throws across the middle. Kiss in and out of the hands of number two. That is Shavaz Hemphill.
Well, that's one of the things that we've been susceptible to is that pass right over the middle, just right underneath the zone. Fortunately, he dropped it. The Vikings live to play another day here at third down and 10 for the Blue Devils.
Let's see what Jennings does here with Mary with his Marietta team. He sends a single receiver to the far side, two receivers near side. Now he has twins on either side. Keeps Benson in the backfield with him. Now he sets him to his right. Three-man front. He drops back. We come. Had a hand on him. He starts to run. Throws downfield. Catch. Oh, the hit. Number 11 had the first down. Jordan Mathis out at the 48, Bill, and he dropped it.
He came very close to being across the line of scrimmage on the pass as well. Again, he rolls out, buys more time, and finds his receiver down the field. Our defensive backs have got to be solid and stay with those backs. You cannot look in the backfield and think that quarterback is going to run. He's done a great job being able to stay with that. Looks like they're going to fake the going for it again, but here comes the punt team. Marietta with fourth and 10. Sorry, Wes.
Taquan Lane back deep to receive, standing about our 35. The punter, Ian Shannon, high kick. Taquan signals fair catch at the 28-yard line. That's where our Vikings will take over first and 10 with 8:09 to go here in the third period, trailing by 10, 23-13.
Well, the crowd definitely got back into it after that touchdown and after that defensive stand. Wes, if you're here in the stands, you can feel it starting to happen. The fans got up, the bells were ringing, the milk jugs were shaking. The fans are back in this, Wes.
Jordan Williams at one wing back, Nick Bergman at the other, and Tevin Orr at fullback.
Alex Stevenson at quarterback.
Yep. Stevenson faces a five-man front, gives it to Bergman. Bergman at the 30, and he'll pick up 2 yards. It'll be second and 8 as he got up to the 31-yard line.
Again, a play to the short side of the field, trying to find those little holes there. Second down at about 8 now for the Vikings.
Stevenson slides under center, tight end to our side. Five-man front for the Bulldogs. Stands up, and somebody moved. We've got illegal procedure.
Yeah, the receiver looked like he simulated the play. Alex Stevenson was looking up to get the play from the sideline, and that's going to be the play. The call will be a false start, and that player will come to the sidelines.
Kenny Moore comes out, and Christian Parker checks in.
That'll bring up second and 13 now.
And At 7:33 to go here in the third. We trail by 10. Williams in motion. Pitch out to Williams around the left side. Bergman gets a block, cuts back inside, gets hit at the line of scrimmage.
We had blockers out there, and then looks like Cowboy just tried to cut it back inside. Very close to being a face mask, the way he just kind of got ripped backwards.
Third and, about 10 and a half. 7 minutes to go here in the third quarter. We trail by 10, 23 to 13. Our Vikings do. Kenny Moore checks in. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Moore comes near side. He's in man coverage. Stevenson drops back. Plenty of time in the pocket. Oh, it tries to step up and got hit. And we'll have to punt the ball. Down he goes. He'll actually lose about a yard. Our pocket, it seemed like I gave him plenty of time. Just could not find an open receiver.
Well, the offensive line for the Vikings are built to block for the run, and it's hard to go and switch that and go into a pass block. That's why the pass plays have got to come out of there quickly. You don't have a lot of time back there in the backfield like a traditional passing team would. Number 95, that's Sean Smith back to punt for the Vikings.
Standing at our 12. Gets a high, high booming pick. Kick that drives Mathis all the way back. Hits it to 30. He touches it. And still on his feet. How he stayed up, I don't know. But he got back to the 25 and then fought his way back to the 29-yard line.
Great punt that time by Sean Smith. We'll get you a number on that as soon as they mark the ball for play. Looks like it's going to be down at about the 28.5-yard line.
Sound like West there, Bill.
Yeah, I did. And we'll get you the punt there. 48-yard punt, a 3-yard return.
Here comes Marietta.
Vikings fans are on their feet again trying to get the defense fired up.
They bring Tripp to the near side. They give it to Benson. Benson trying to find some place to go, cuts up, and he gets across the 30, and he's knocked down by Tyquan Lang as he picks up about 4 yards. Bill, should be second and six from somewhere around the 33-yard line. Again, they're quickly to the line of scrimmage. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. Again, give it to Benson. Benson around the right side. He has a first down as he gets up to the 40.
Little read option that time by the quarterback. Saw the ends come in. Left the ball in the belly of his running back, and he picks up a first down.
Dante Robinson checks in. Ball on the far hash mark. Marietta going from right to left on your radio dial. We're in a four-man front, five now, as he has twins on both sides of the field. Marietta with the football. Quarterback keeper starts up the middle, runs around the right side, sees an opening, and picks up positive yardage as he gets across the 45 up to about the 47-yard line before he's ran out of bounds on the far side of the field.
Yeah, just run out of bounds, pushed out on that side over on the Marietta side. And they'll have second down at about a long three, maybe four.
Our defense has got to get a stop, or we need a turnover. We're in a three-man front as he has trips to the near side, showing blitz off the corner. Now we're showing off both corners. Quarterback keeper up the middle, and he runs into a stone wall, Bill, and he'll get just about... he'll lose about half a yard.
Yeah, Sumlin and Washington in there on the tackle for the Vikings, and that'll bring up third down and still a long three, almost four, no gain on the play.
They've got to get across the 50. 4:22 to go here in the third quarter. Vikings still trail by 10, 23-13. Ball on the far hash mark. Anthony Jennings for Marietta barks out the signals. He keeps it. He starts right. Looks for a hole. It's not there. He'll get about a yard up to the 46.
I tell you, this is a manageable situation They're still on the minus side of the field, meaning they're still on their own side of the field. You wonder if they'll go for it here.
Well, you know, they've lined up every time like they're going to go for it. Then the last minute, they'll switch out the punt team. And they will. They'll switch out. Here comes Ian Shannon in as we drop. Looks like Tyquan Lang back deep about the 20.
I'd still look for the fake. High, high snap.
It's on the ground. He tries to kick it, and ball still on the ground. We will get it, at Bill, at their 42-yard line.
Well, we put our hands on it. We better have control of it because, I tell you, Marietta could have come up with that, but it is Viking ball, and that's the turnover we were looking for. The Vikings get it on the plus side. We'll start at the Marietta 36-yard line, maybe 37.
Give our Vikings a little hope here now.
Vikings trail by 10, 23-13. We're 3:18 left in the third quarter. Viking offense will come on the field.
Stevenson, a slide under center for our Vikings. We've got Trey Jackson at the fullback spot. Jordan Williams right beside him. Put Bergman in motion and give it to Jackson. Jackson has the punt in the first time tonight. And look at the big fullback slash linebacker drive down across, Bill, down to about the 30, give him about the 33-yard line. He'll have, give him 4 yards on the carry. It'll be second and six. Now second and seven, rather. Stevenson barks out signals from the line of scrimmage. We're in that Eagle offense. They're in a five-man front. They've got linebackers up tight. We give it to Bergman. Bergman trying to find a hole. And there is a flag down. I think we're going to have a hold.
Comes from the side judge on this side.
And, yes, we do.
Holding against the Vikings. That'll march them back 10 from the spot. Looks like they threw it about the 33.
So it should take it back to about the 43.
And put us in second and long, probably about 14, 15, 16.
16. Second and 16 back at the 43-yard line. We've got to get across the 20. We've got to get down across the 26 for a first down.
Yeah, officially that's a second and 17, Wes. Alex Stevenson in at quarterback has gone the entire second half here.
Tight end to our side. Now we go to double tight ends. Put Brown in motion. Drops back, looks up the middle. And Stevenson gets sacked back at the 48.
And Stevenson's slow getting up. That'll bring up third down now after they mark it. Third and 22.
My buddy Tom Odom would say, he's got third and a taxi ride. Kenny Moore checks in.
Third and 22 now for the Vikings. Alex Stevenson, as I said, slow getting up, but he does get up, and the Vikings will call a timeout.
Minute 37 to go here in the third quarter, trailing by 10.
You wondered, you know, we said coming in at the top of the show that Alex was a little gimpy. Coach McPherson even said that. He was a little gimpy, wasn't able to get up as well as he really could. You wonder, on that sack, did he hurt that foot just a little bit more, and would we see Seth Carlo again come in?
And you just very, very well may see that.
Seth is in that huddle along with all the backup running backs, everybody. It's a full huddle there in the timeout. Seth pulls himself out of the huddle now and comes back to the sideline.
Third and, like I say, 22.
And not what would normally be a very obvious passing down, but Stevenson not being very mobile, he is in the shotgun.
Twins to the right, single receiver to the far side, in the gun. They show him blitz off the corner. Now they back out. Now comes a linebacker blitz to Bergman. Bergman stops, throws way downfield, and the catch is made. That halfback pass that we have seen all year, Bill, it is made to Kenny Moore.
And Kenny Moore makes the catch. I tell you, Nick was about to get hit. He had to throw off the back foot. Kenny makes a shoestring catch and a great first down for the Lowndes High Vikings.
That takes us all the way down to the Marietta 17-yard line. A minute 28 to go here in the third.
A 31-yard pass play, Wes.
We've seen it several times this year, and it's the first time it's worked. Put Brown in motion, giving the ball over the left side. There goes Tevin Brown as he fights his way down to the 10-yard line.
That was Tevin Brown?
Tevin Brown, 37.
There we go.
Brian Bell's checking in now. As Christian Parker checks out, second down and about four. We need to get across about the 7-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your dial.
And they got him to jump.
And we jump.
No, the Marietta jumped.
Marietta jumped. It was encroachment on the defense, so that'll give us a first and goal, Bill. That's automatic first down. Jerome Daniels comes out as Amon Brown comes in.
Well, it was not automatic, but it was second and four, so that will result in a first down.
And it'll be first and goal from the 6-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. 45 seconds to go here in the third. We trail by 10, 23-13. Stevenson slides under center. Gives it to Amon Brown up the middle.
I see you,
Amon. Down backing.
I see you, Amon Brown.
That turnover resulted in 7 points. 7 Carlo on for the long snap. Luke Marshachak to hold. And are we going to go for it? They bunched up on the outside. Nope. Now we're going to attempt the extra point. There's the snap. Gonzalez's kicks up. It's good. And with 28 seconds to go in the third quarter, the Vikings have cut it 23-21. We'll be back after this 30-second break. Gonzalez's kick high end over end, and Harris takes it at the 2-yard line. He's across the 10, the 15, the 20, and they haul him down at the 22. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. We have cut it to 3. 23-20, Marietta leads. It'll be first and 10, the Blue Devils, from their own 23-yard, 22-yard line.
This will probably be the last play of the third quarter with 20 seconds left. Both teams with 2 timeouts.
We've got to have we need a big defensive stop. Jennings sends trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Keeps it, throws a little bubble screen. Harris makes the catch. That's Mathis who makes the catch. And he's out across the 25 up to about the 28-yard line, Bill. 13 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
He got out of bounds, so that stopped the clock.
Now ball will be on the near hash mark, so they'll send those 3 receivers to the far side. They have gone single receiver near side.
Second and 4.
We're in a 4-man front. And they stop. There's the flag. And that should back them up. So instead of 2nd and 4, it's going to be 2nd and 9.
Yeah, false start against the Marietta Blue Devils.
Come on, Vikings. Give me one more. Give me a couple of more big turnovers to get us some points. We've been penalized 3 times tonight for 25 yards. They've been penalized 3 times for 19 yards. It'll be 2nd and 9 as they push the ball back to the 28-yard line. Jennings takes the snap. Quick pump fake. Throws across the middle. Tip and caught by him. Nick Hart had it and dropped it. Nick Hart had it in his hands and dropped it. It was tipped.
Well, wait a minute. There was one official called it incomplete. Another one called complete and fumble, but now it is an incomplete pass.
Bill, that was Tyquan Lane that stepped up and deflected that pass. That's his fifth pass breakup of the season. He hadn't played a lot of defense tonight, but big play right there by Tyquan Lane.
4 seconds to go in the third quarter. Clock stops. It is third and 8. The ball at their 24-yard line.
Viking fans on their feet.
Twins left, Twins right. Benson in the backfield. Jennings drops back. Look. Comes the rush. Sam Washington got him. Sam Washington got to him first, and number 70 cleaned it up.
Number 70, two guys that call you pops.
Chandler Sumlin and Sam Washington. And it will be, Bill, that's the end of the fourth quarter.
That was a 4-yard sack. So that'll push them back, put Marietta in a position. They've got a punt. The Viking fans now, as we go into the fourth quarter, they're on their feet. The defense is on their feet. I think everybody has showed up to this ball game just about 2 hours a little late, but I'll take it right now.
All righty. Let's go to Taylor Biddle.
That last drive for the Vikings, guys, was 5 plays, 36 yards. It ran 2 minutes and 16 seconds off the clock, resulted in a 4-yard touchdown run by Ahmad Brown. Big fourth down here for the Vikings.
Paige, thank you, Taylor, for that Paige Heating there live in-game stat drive recap. Let's go down to the sidelines for a commercial banking sideline update from Marty Rogers.
Wes, this crowd has definitely finally come alive. The defense just made a huge stop right there. We got to watch for, you know, a fake or something crazy here on this punt, but I think if we get this ball back, we've got a lot of momentum and a lot of excitement on the sidelines. Hopefully that can turn into some more points for the Vikings.
Marty, I've got you a final from North Cobb. North Cobb 42, Valdosta 14.
Wow.
Did not see that one coming.
Well, I thought Region 1 had a really good opportunity tonight, but I knew that seemed like to me the roughest game of all four.
Of course, this one is a rough one right here, buddy.
Absolutely.
We trail 23-20 as we go into the fourth quarter. Marietta will have to punt. It will be fourth and 14. The ball back at their 19-yard line. And here they come. Here comes Ian Shannon out. Tyquan Lane goes back deep. Shannon standing about his 6. High kick. Tyquan lets it hit. It'll take a Marietta bounce down to our 30-yard line. That's where it'll roll dead. We'll take over first and 10 from there. And they got a bunch of guys down the field, so Tyquan just had to let it go.
Tell you what, the Vikings have played their hearts out here in the third quarter. Scored 14 points in the third quarter. 3 in the first, 3 in the second. We need to put at least about 7 more here in this quarter and then hang on.
Here comes Alex Stevenson as he leads the Vikings out. Their ball on the far hash mark. Vikings going from right to left on your radio dial. Ahmad Brown at fullback. Nick Bergman wing back our side. Marietta in a 5-man front. We've got Williams in motion. Give it to Brown up the middle. Ahmad Brown across the 35 up to about the 36-yard line.
Ahmad Brown gets a great head of steam right there. Picks up good positive yards. Will put us in a second and maybe 3 position.
There you go, Bill. Second and 3. Still, the ball still on the far side of the field. Marietta still in that 5-man front. 3 linebackers. Stevenson with the tight end to our side of the field. Now we go double tight ends. Williams in motion. He gives it to Williams around the left side. Looks, cuts back inside, has the first down as he crosses the 40, up to the 45, 46-yard line.
And another Viking first down. You know, Wes, it's not as cold as it was a few minutes ago.
Ball now in the middle of the field. It'll be first and 10 at the 45. Stevenson gets the plays. Bergman at wing back on the near side. Williams wing back far side. We're in that Eagle offense. Ahmad Brown at fullback. Williams again in motion. Gives it to Williams around the left side. Gets a block, cuts inside. He's across the 45, up to the 49-yard line, Bill. So it'll be second and six from the 49. And didn't get a lot of yard, didn't get, he strung it out and then turned it up just to pick up some good positive yardage.
Yeah, it was a good block, though, by number four, Amon Brown, as he was leading the way through the hole. And just were outnumbered as Williams didn't have enough opportunity to get around.
Ball on the near hash mark now. You hear that crowd chanting, go Vikings go. Go Vikings go. Stevenson slides under center. They show blitz off the corner. We give it to Brown up the middle. Amon Brown still on his feet as he gets into Blue Devil territory, down to about the 45, and there is a Blue Devil player. He was down, then he gets up.
That's going to put us in a third and very short, just not even almost one, but we got to call it third and one.
Jordan Williams is coming out. Let's see what they're going to do. Here comes, they call Stevenson to the sidelines. 7 Orr in. Should Tevin Orr be at a wingback spot? Play clock down to 13 seconds now. Third and very, very short. Quickly to the line of scrimmage. They bunch up. We give it to Brown. Brown gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Comes back.
Amon's got to realize where he is.
And
on
Bill,
that third
gonna lose,
short.
He's going to lose 2 yards. It's going to be fourth and about two back at the 47-yard line.
Amon got hit. He was hoping he could just barrel it outside and pick something up. And he maybe was very, very close if he'd just stuck his nose in there and kept going.
Bill, we're going to go for it. This is the play. Marietta with nine guys up within 6 yards of that football. Stevenson barking out signals. Williams in motion. Looks to the sidelines. And
we call a timeout.
Timeout. Vikings with 8:55 to go here in the ball game, trailing 23-20.
Yeah, one of the things I know, they talked to Amon Brown as soon as he got to the sideline about you got to know what your down and distance is. We were third in, I mean, less than a yard, probably 2 feet. He stuck his nose in there, but then his momentum carried him backwards. And then he reset himself and tried to go outside, and when he did, he lost those 2 yards. And that put us in this fourth and a good two situation. And with the timeout now on the field, you wonder if you're going to continue to go for it here or if you're going to send the punt unit out.
And they're sending the punt unit out.
It's still early, 8:55 left in the fourth quarter. Your defense, you get them out there, you let them play. Sean Smith a little late coming out, the punter. Now he's set.
Going to try to pin him way back in their territory. There's a snap. Steps into it. High, high kick. Fair catch signal at the 16-yard line. And Mathis signals fair catch. And 8:50 to go here in the ball game, trailing by three, our Vikings are. Got to ask that defense for another great stop or a turnover. Waiting for Marietta as the official signals are ready for play.
And the play clock starts. Now they'll come out to the field.
The Blue Devils, led by senior quarterback, third-year starter Anthony Jennings. He's in the shotgun. Single receiver far side, two receivers near side. They have a tight end lined up. We're in a five-man front. And there's a flag, and what do we got? Illegal procedure.
Yeah, looks like that left end right there, left tackle, number 50, made a jump.
And that'll back it up, so it'll still the first and 10. It's first and 15.
Tyquan Lang starting to feel a little bit better out there. You see him moving around. Had a big pass breakup the last defensive series. Out there on an island by himself here in the safety spot.
Jennings with a first and 15. Takes the snap, looking for a hole up the middle. finds one briefly, still on his feet. Austin erases it, goes. We won't catch him. Through the line, he goes down the field. We won't catch him. 88-yard touchdown run by Anthony Jennings.
And wow, that just quieted the crowd again for a quick minute.
We have a player down. That's 32.
Brian Bell appears to be down with cramps, Wes. He was trailing the play, hustling. You got to give him some credit. Never gave up. But he went down, looks like his left calf is cramping. To give you another injury update, Tyler Altman, as I said earlier, he was doubtful to come back in. He rolled his right ankle. He is actually in street clothes with a boot on his ankle. He will not be back in, obviously. Hopefully Tyler will be all right.
Wow. And just that quickly, the tide turns. They'll wait on attending to Brian out there. I saw him walking off a series ago. He was a little gimpy trying to come off, and now those cramps have caught up to him. 29-20 is the score on the scoreboard, awaiting the extra point. As Lowndes had gotten in within three, we've not led in this game at all. We trailed 3-0, tied at 3-3, and since then we've been playing catch-up. And Brian Bell now looks like he's ready to get up. But you can see him flexing that foot backwards, trying to tighten that muscle up and take some of the pressure off of it. And as they'll get him off the sideline here, then they'll get him back on the field, attempt this extra point. That play, Wes, it looked like it was just kind of bunched up. Everybody for the Vikings trying to get inside, make the tackle. And Jennings just found the one crease there was, and then when he broke through, there was just nobody in the backfield. No safeties back, no anything. Everybody was playing the run up. And once he made it to that second layer, there was just nobody there.
Shannon on to attempt the extra point for the Blue Devils. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good, and with 8:36 to go in the ball game, our Vikings trail 30-20. We'll be back after this 60-second break. Back here at Martin Stadium, West James, along with Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers down on the sidelines, Chuck Lawrence and Taylor Stibbs. Ian Shannon set to kick off. The Blue Devils lead at 30-20 on an 88-yard run by quarterback Anthony Jennings. Back deep is Bergman, Jordan Williams, and Tyquan Lane. Shannon approaches the ball. Little pooch kick. We signal fair catch and fall on it immediately up about the 33. They did not want to give Tyquan or Nick a chance to return that one.
Good heads up by the up back, number 46, one of our tight ends. That's Christian Parker. Makes the catch, and we'll set up on offense.
Stevenson will go into the shotgun. Sends two receivers to the far side. Marietta in a four-man front. Give it to Bergman around the right side. Bergman's got a hole. Cuts back up against the crease. And they won't bring him down until he gets up to the 49-yard line.
Big run that time by Nick Bergman. Nick's been a little quiet. He's only had 31, I say only. That was his passing. Let's check out what his rushing yards is.
8:25 to go here in the ball game, trailing by 10.
16 yards.
Again, Stevenson in the shotgun. They're showing blitz up the middle. And that play was so slow at developing.
That should be a flag for that way. There it is.
And Bill will explain that to you. I didn't see it. Unsportsmanlike.
And what he did was defender number one, Tyrell Tomlin, had turned around. He's done this twice. Raises his hand above his head and tells him, come on, come on. You know, that kind of gesture.
Exactly, Bill. That's not the first time he's done that. You've seen it twice, but he's been talking towards the fans all night long. Several times he's made hand gestures towards the stand. So that's one of those calls that's not just for just what he did just there, but that's been building. They've warned him several times to tone it down.
And thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update to give our Vikings first. They're going to mark it off. It'll go into Marietta territory down to their 40-and-a-half-yard line, or 40, just across the 41. We have Jordan Williams at one wideout, Kenny Moore at the other, Stevenson barking out signals, Tyquan Lang in the backfield. Four defenders, four linemen. They're showing blitz again. Here it is. They give it to Tyquan. By one man, two. There goes Tyquan down the sideline. They won't catch him. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Tyquan Lang. And the 41-yard touchdown run by Tyquan Lang.
We slide that gate over. Gonzalez on to attempt the extra point. There's a snap. Ball's down. Kicks up. And it's good. 7:49 to go in the ball game. It is Marietta 30. Our Vikings 27. Back here at Martin Stadium, Gonzalez set to kick off. Marietta will send those deep guys back. Harris and Mathis, along with Marcus Bennett. Nick, that looks like Nick Hart down there.
No, that's Gonzalez that time.
Gonzalez. His crowd on their feet. They know our defense can pull a miracle out here. High, high kick.
We got him offside. We're offside. I saw one of our guys. He was a good step or two ahead. Right in the middle. It's hard to miss that one when you beat the kicker to the ball.
So we'll have to back it up to the 35. Gonzalez sets it down there. Now we'll wait for the referee's whistle.
And we're kicking from the 35 now.
High, high, high kick. But Harris takes it to 15. The 20, 15 gets us outside the 25. And is across the 30, up to about the 35-yard line. Well, they say at the 34, and that's where they'll take over first and 10 there. Camden has advanced to the second round.
They gave him the slide, Wes. They marked him at the 35. He looked like to be down at the 34, but gave him the slide.
Camden won 52-17 after trailing 10-7.
So Camden advances. Valdosta falls. Still waiting on a Colquitt score, and here we trail by three with 7:41 left in the ballgame.
They give you, like you say, at the 35, ball at the far hash mark. Marietta going from left to right on your radio dial. 7:41 to go here in the ballgame. Our Vikings trail by three, 30-27. Jennings in the shotgun. We're in a five-man front. Brings that big fullback back towards the line of scrimmage. Takes, drops back, play action pass. Rolls, looks downfield, throws out of bounds, incomplete pass. Stop the clock with 7:33 to go in the ball game. It'll be second and 10 from the 35.
That was a good play by the quarterback from Marietta, Anthony Jennings. Rolled outside, looked downfield, didn't have anything, throws it over his wide receiver's head, out of bounds, lives to play another day. It's second and 10 for the Blue Devils with 7:33 left in the ball game. Vikings trail 30-27. Fighting for this playoff berth here to go into the second round.
Again, Jennings now sends three receivers to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Little bubbles across the middle. Catch made by number 8. He's up to the 42-yard line. He'll be short of the first down by about 3 yards, Bill.
One of the things, Wes, I see that. They put 3 wide receivers out, but we're only leaving 2 corners on that side. That safety in the back has got to see that third receiver there and step into the middle of that gap, and he's not done that so far. Wholesale changes here as Marietta goes into a huddle. Third down and about 3. 11 seconds on the play clock and running.
Jennings in the shotgun. He rolls right, looks. He has the first down as he gets across the 45 up to the 47-yard line.
He needed 3. He got 5. That'll be a first down for the Marietta Blue Devils. And after they set the chains, the clock will start.
6:50 to go in the ball game. Vikings still trail by 3, 30-27. We need another turnover. We need a big turnover right here.
Big stop would be good.
Marietta using as much of that clock as they can now. Jennings waiting on the snap.
They keep that fullback back for pass protection.
And there it is. And he gives it to Benson right up the middle. And a Marietta player, lineman, gets his helmet knocked off. But Benson will pick up, Bill, about 4 or 5 yards. They're going to give him 6. It'll be 2nd and 4 as they get into Viking territory down at the 48-yard line. Or 2nd and 5.
And Marietta has just taken all the time, Wes.
2 receivers near side, 1 far side. He sets Benson to his right, now sends him back to his left. Brings that fullback back in and stops him right behind the line of scrimmage. He keeps it, gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll be short, Bill, about 3 yards. It'll be 3rd and 3. The ball at our 46-and-a-half-yard line. Clock's running with 5:33 to go here in the ball game.
This is where we need that stop, Wes. The Vikings need to get the ball back to have an opportunity. 5:24, the clock running.
3rd and 4. Trips to the near side. Single receiver, far side. Jennings.
Now we go.
Audible. He changes the play. Waiting on the snap. There it is. Looks, throws across, and incomplete. Incomplete as he threw behind the receiver.
He hit the receiver in the top of the helmet. That is an accurate quarterback. But that'll bring up 4th down and 3 now for the Blue Devils.
If
decision time. Clock stops. 4:58 on the incomplete pass. Here comes the punt team for Marietta.
Tyquan drops back deep. I don't trust him, Bill.
I don't think so either. We'll see.
I don't trust him. High kick. Get away from it.
It hit.
Takes a lounge bounce back. Hit at the 25, and it bounces all the way back to the 29-yard line. We'll take over 1st and 10 from there. 4:48 to go in this ball game. They've got 2 timeouts. We've got 1, and we trail by 3. Ball will be on the near hash mark. Vikings will be going from right to left on your radio dial.
Vikings have got a shot. Now, within 3 points here, we need to get some offense, Wes. Work the ball down the field. Now, we have 4:48 left in the ball game. We have 1 timeout. Marietta has 2 timeouts.
We are 72 yards away from taking the lead in this ball game. Marietta in a 4-man front. Stevenson in the shotgun. Takes a snap. Gives it to Bergman around the right side. Nick trying to get downfield. Turns upfield. Get positive yardage as they run him out of bounds. He'll only get about 2 yards, but that was still positive yardage. And more importantly, it stops the clock.
Yeah, Nick was really running for his life there as Tyrell Tomlin had a bead on him. But Nick still able to pull away just a little bit.
Give him 3 yards, second and seven, as we get up to the 31-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark.
Clock.
Vikings going from right to left. Clock will not start until the ball is snapped. 4:41 to go here in the ball game. Stevenson in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Again, gives it to Bergman. He gets tripped up as he just gets to the line of scrimmage. He'll get up to the 33-yard line. Give him 2 yards, Bill. It's going to be third and five from there.
The clock will continue to run now as the run play tackled inbounds. 4:25 in the running. Vikings trail by three, 30-27.
Coach Maxson and Tyquan in, bringing Jordan Williams out. He gives the play to Alex. Ball on the near hash mark. We are at the four-minute mark in this ball game. Kenny Moore comes near side. Nick Bergman goes far side. He looks over and says, backs Tyquan up. Just a step. Takes a snap. Gives it to Tyquan. Gives it to Bergman on the reverse. Berg across the 35, the 40. He has the first down as it goes out of bounds up at the 42-yard line.
Nick kind of pulled up when he got around the corner. I'm a little concerned about that hamstring.
Marietta player down. We're out to the 42-yard line. 3:46 to go. There is a Marietta player down on the sidelines. Let's go down to the sidelines and Marty Rogers.
Yeah, we'll get a take from Marty. It is first down for the Vikings, but Taylor, did you see what – Taylor, Marty. Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, guys, I was just going to say that was a big play for us there, but Nick Bergman did come up a little gimpy there at the end, and he ended up just falling right here on the sidelines, and I think that leg might have tightened up on him a little bit, so let's keep an eye on him, see if he gets back in there.
Thank you, Marty, for that Commercial Banking Company sideline update. Stevenson and – that quarterback. Oh, and there's a flag. We got all kind of movement. What do we got?
It's a false start against the Vikings. And Stevenson took a late little punch there as a defender coming through. Thought he had a chance at picking up a fumble. And Stevenson hops a little bit.
So instead of first and 10, it's first and 15. 3:41 to go. The ball at our 37-yard line. Kenny Moore near side. Jordan Williams far side. He's got Tyquan in the backfield with him along with Jerome Daniels. Stevenson in the shotgun. Everybody in this stadium, hearts are pounding just like mine are. Marietta showing blitz off the corner. There they come. Give it to Tyquan. Tyquan looking for a hole by one man. Ball's on the ground. Ball is on the ground. It came out.
Fumble, and it looks like Marietta comes up with the ball.
And they do.
Tyquan coming through the line. Somebody hit him right there in the ball. I mean, just hit the ball. And it shot out frontwards in front of him. And the Vikings turned the ball over. Tyquan looked like he had a lot of strength coming through the line, had a good head of steam. Somebody just hit the helmet right on the ball.
They'll take over at their own 46-yard line. 3:14 to go here in the ball game. We only have one timeout left.
And Marietta's going to try and run the – they'll run the play here. The play clock's running now at 21 seconds and counting.
It won't start – the game clock won't start until they have the ball. They give it to Benson. Benson picks up 6 yards on the carry as he gets into Viking territory down to our 47. .258 to go in the ball game. Clock running. Be second and five. Trips to the far side. Single receiver near side.
Play clock down to four.
Jennings waiting on the snap. Keep quarterback keeper up the middle. And it'll be third and about a yard.
Maybe two from that mark.
At the 45-yard line.
It is third and two. They're not going to give him the 45. Mark him at the 44. I'm sorry, 46.
It's going to be about a minute 50 on the clock whenever they snap this one. They're taking all the time in the world. There's a snap. He rolls right. Looks, cuts inside. He's going to be close to the first down, but now they're going to mark him short.
They're going to mark him just over the 45. He needed the 44 and a half. 43. I got to get my sides straightened out here, Wes.
Now they got just about a yard.
And it's fourth down. They get this first down, and I think we could, wow. Clock continues to run, 1:22. The play clock down to 22. They could take this all the way down inside a minute, Wes.
Yes, they could. And
they're going to do that and then call a timeout.
Yeah, they've got two timeouts.
And you think they punt it, pooch it away. And it looks like down to 4, 3, 2, 1. They call the timeout. Exactly 1 minute on the clock, Wes. It's fourth and just a yard for Marietta. Smart play says you kick it, boot it down there, maybe pin them deep.
And you got less than a minute to go.
With only one timeout. Vikings have got to be solid no matter what they do, whether they decide to punt the ball or whether they decide to go for it, to be solid right there on the defensive line. Don't jump off sides.
1 minute to go on the clock. We've got one timeout, and we trail by three. We have never led in this ball game. We've been tied at three apiece. You could tell Nick Bergman not at full speed.
Yeah, Nick a couple times got caught, really couldn't make the turn. And the one that we thought maybe might not be 100% was Tyquan Lang, and Tyquan has really had a great game here so far tonight as far as what he's done.
They're going to go for it.
Well, they've lined up that way every time, though, Wes.
Yep.
Marietta is lining up like they're going to go for it with fourth and one. Let's see if they bring the punt team and rush it on.
Maybe. Nope, they're not. He's going to go for it. Jennings under center.
No, he's trying to get him to jump, Wes.
Takes a snap, and he leans forward. And it's going to be awfully close to where they mark him at, Bill.
I think he's got it. He needed the 43.5, and he's going to be, if he's got it by a footstep. But he probably does it. They'll have to measure this one, that's for sure.
It's going to be close.
54 seconds left on the clock. Marietta went for it, leading 30-27. And
guys, with that spot, I'm thinking they might have got it by a few inches, but I think that was a very, very favorable spot. But looking down the line, it looks like they may have it by a few inches, but our coaches are thinking we've got the ball.
It's going to be close. It's going to come down to the stretch of the chain, that's for sure.
Well, Marty, you've got a better look at it down there with that Commercial Banking Company sideline update than what we do. From here, it looks like maybe they're just a little bit short, but they stretch those chains, and they're short. They're short.
It's good to be wrong every now and then, guys.
It is short, folks, by about half a length of the football.
I might not have eyes to see a number, but I can see it being short.
Vikings still have breath in their body with 54 seconds left in the ball game. One timeout left. We trail 30-27 here in the first round of the GHSA 6A championship run. We got to find 4 points here, Wes, to win this ball game. 3 to tie it.
And we only have 54 seconds to which to do it in with one timeout. Stevenson drops back. There comes the rush. Oh, and down he goes. Did not see it coming from the far side. They came off the corner.
He's got to feel that pressure coming to the side, and he didn't do it. You got to get lined up. You got to get lined up.
Clock's running 40 seconds. We've got one timeout. It's so loud, he can't hear down there. We had that happen a while ago. Now they're showing blitz up the middle. Straight up they come. And they've got him again, and we've got to call timeout.
He's got to know to throw the ball so that we can stop the clock. We had to use the timeout with 15 seconds left in the ball game. And Alex Stevenson, gutsy as it is, gets up slowly off the pile. The Vikings call timeout with 15 seconds left. It's going to be, Wes, one of these situations. We're going to have to heave it down the field, get a first down, get up on it, spike it. Hopefully we can get something in close to at least get a field goal attempt to tie this ball game. We brought ourselves to this point where we could tie it and go into some overtime, but we've got to get the ball down the field.
And to do that, we've got to get the ball, Bill, down to around the 20-yard line.
Situation is third down and 25. The ball is on the Lounge 30. They've got to get to the 45 of Marietta to get a first down, but there's only 15 seconds left to go in the ball game. Got to dial up something big here to stay alive.
Watch this.
Marietta's in full prevent defense. They've got three guys back at the 30-yard line.
We have got to get to the 50. We've got two receivers near side, two far side. They're going to rush three. Stevenson in the shotgun, drops back, looks downfield, and incomplete. We'll get one more shot at it, fellas. We'll get one more shot at it.
The ball just kind of laid out there a little bit.
Bill, it's fourth and 24.
Fourth and 24, 8 seconds left in the ball game. Vikings trail by three.
Stevenson in the shotgun. Drops back, rolls. They got him by his jersey. Dumps it off to Tevin Orr. Orr tries to get by one man. Still on his feet, changes direction. And they bring him down, and that's the ball game.
Vikings fall 30 to 27.
And for only the second time in the Randy McPherson era has our Lounge Vikings lost a first-round playoff game, and only for the second time have we lost at home.
The Vikings put themselves in the position where they just couldn't catch up. And I tell you, there's some seniors on this football team, Wes, for the Lounge High Vikings that are going to regret this game for a long, long time. And I tell you, it's going to be tough. Let's take a 60-second break. When we come back, we'll wrap this game up, this season up for you, get a word with Coach McPherson. Vikings fall 30-27 in the first round of the playoffs to the Marietta Blue Devils. We'll be back after this 60-second break.
Back here at Martin Stadium, our Vikings fall 30-27 to the number three seed out of Region 4, the Marietta Blue Devils.
Viking team down in front of the band with the alma mater. And like I said, a lot of seniors down there with their heads hung low, but a 9-2 season. Not what this team expected, not what they hoped for. And
Bill, I'm standing out here with Coach McPherson. And Coach, I know you. I know this isn't how you want it in. You got a lot of heartbroken kids out there, don't you?
Yeah, it's tough. You can't take anything away from Marietta, man. Their quarterback's different in the ball game.
Quarterback did have a great game for them, but your team kept fighting. You got to be proud of them for that. And I know this senior class. You said all year long about how hard you got to be proud of this senior class. And I know you enjoy coaching them.
Yeah, you're right,
Coach. Thank you. Guys, he's obviously upset. It's a very, very tough loss. He invests so much time into these young men, and these guys are more than just football players to him. I mean, they're almost like kids to him. He loves them all, and he's heartbroken just like the rest of these senior kids down here, and of course the whole team. But you just hate to see it end like this. But that's football, and we will learn from it and get better next year, hopefully. And that is your Equipment Parts Supply Coach's Spotlight.
Thank you, Marty Rogers.
Well, I don't know how to sum this up. The Vikings suffered some injuries that really caused some major things, and I think they just couldn't recover from that after the loss to Camden. We had Nick come back. We had Taekwon come back. Both of them played very well. Obviously, looks like the hamstring started giving him problems there late in the ball game. Taekwon just played lights out. What a tremendous game that he played. The offensive line, we talked about Tyler Altman. Tyler, unfortunately, hit that ankle, probably a lot worse than we think. I know we've heard some reports that maybe even fractured the ankle, but golly, you see Trey Jackson with his head hung as he goes down. He's still got another year, though. There's some kids here that it's going to hurt for a little while, but they step back up and they'll be ready to play.
Yes, they will. And
speaking of hurting, Bill, I look out here and I see Taekwon laying in the middle of the field hugging one of his teachers. Taekwon, just what an exceptional athlete, what a great young man. He's been a leader on this team, and he stepped up tonight with a bum ankle and gave it all he had, scored two touchdowns for us, just a big night. And then he turns around and, you know, unfortunately he has the fumble there at the end. And I had a chance to talk with him, and he's beside himself. He's very upset. Obviously, he's putting the blame on himself and told him he can't do that. He's got a great career ahead of him, but just hate to see, you know, these young men hurt like this.
We will have a coach's show Tuesday night at the Holiday Inn and Conference Center. Coach Mack and I said that we'll talk about this game a little bit and what maybe things could have been done differently or whatever. And then we'll celebrate our players and talk about what's coming up.
Got basketball.
Basketball will be coming up. First region game will be
January 5th. And before you know it, it'll be baseball season.
And lots of good things going on, lots of exciting things going on here at Lowndes High School. But a tough loss for our Lowndes High Vikings, 30-27. And let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air game stat recap.
Thank you, Wes. Tonight, first downs, first for the Lowndes High Vikings. We had 16 first downs. Marietta had 10. Marietta had 28 rushing attempts for 134 yards. The Vikings had 54 rushing attempts for 243 yards. On the night passing, Marietta was 10 of 22 for 194 yards. The Vikings were 3 of 8 for 79 yards with one interception. Total plays tonight, the Marietta Blue Devils ran 50 plays for 328 total yards. The Vikings ran 62 plays for 322 yards. Vikings averaged 5.2 yards per play. The Marietta Blue Devils averaged 6.6 yards per play. Both teams lost, fumbled once and lost it. Penalties tonight, Marietta was penalized 5 times for 39 yards. Vikings were penalized 5 times for 35 yards. Marietta punted 5 times tonight for an average of 38.4. The Vikings punted 5 times tonight for an average of 35.6. The Blue Devils had 2 punt returns for 7 yards. The Vikings had 1 punt return for 3 yards. Kick returns tonight, Blue Devils had 6 kick returns for 98 yards. The Vikings had 3 kick returns for 121 yards. There was 1 interception tonight by Marietta, and it was returned for 43 yards. The Vikings had no interceptions tonight. Time of possession, the Blue Devils held the ball for 22 minutes and 5 seconds. The Vikings held the ball for 24 minutes and 55 seconds. Third down conversions, the Blue Devils were 6 of 14 on third down conversions. The Vikings were 6 of 15 on third down conversions. Marietta was 0 for 2 in fourth down conversions. Vikings were 0 of 1 in fourth down conversions. Total sacks tonight, Marietta was sacked 5 times for 24 yards. The Vikings were sacked 3 yards for 26 yards, 3 times for 26 yards. Leading rushers tonight for the Vikings were Jordan Williams with 65 yards on 12 carries, Nick Bergman 46 yards on 13 carries, Ahmad Brown 50 yards on 15 carries. Receiving tonight, Nick Bergman had 1 reception for 43 yards, Kenny Moore had 1 reception for 31 yards, Kevin Brown had 1 reception for 5 yards. Defensive-wise, Taekwon had 4 solo tackles. Nathan Brantley had 5 solo tackles. Eric Hart had 3 solo tackles. Brandon Roberts had 4 solo tackles. Brian Bell had 3 solo tackles. Sam Washington had 3 solo tackles and a half sack. Leading rushers for the Blue Devils tonight was their quarterback, Anthony Jennings, 16 rushes for 111 yards. The sophomore, Benson, had 9 carries for 38 yards. Receiving tonight for the Blue Devils, leading receiver is number 2, Chavez Hemphill. He had 1 reception for 91 yards and 1 touchdown. Tyree Harris had 2 receptions for 23 yards and 1 touchdown. The box score tonight for the ball game, Marietta scored 3 points in the first. Lowndes scored 3 points in the first. Marietta scored 13 points in the second. And Lowndes scored 3 points in the second. In the third quarter, Marietta scored 7 points in the third. Lowndes scored 14. In the fourth quarter, 7 points were scored by each team. The final tonight, your Lowndes High Vikings fall to the Marietta Blue Devils 30-27.
All righty. Well, guys, we move on. Time to go on to the next thing, get ready for next year. And before you know it, it'll be June and July, and we're talking about summer football, summer workouts. School will start. It'll be another year. It'll be another crop of great Lowndes High Vikings. And we'll see what happens. I'm heartbroken, and I know these kids are. There aren't words to describe how we feel as broadcasters, and you can just multiply that times 100 what's going on in that locker room.
Absolutely,
right now.
Absolutely, especially with those seniors.
Yep. Well, that's all I got. Let's see. Marty, what are your final thoughts on tonight?
Guys, I just second everything y'all said. You know, we're broadcasters, and we try to do the best we can to bring a quality product, but we also are huge fans, not just of these players, but of these young men, and we spend so much time around them. We get to know them, and, you know, we invest a lot of time into them, and it's just tough to see them hurting, and especially these seniors tonight. You mentioned guys, or we talk about guys like Kenny Moore, Tyquan Lang, Nick Bergman. You know, they're just Jordan Williams. You know, what a great young man. You know, all these guys, it's just, you hate to see it end like this. Play our best game. We played a very, very good football team. Don't want to take anything away from Marietta. Coach Mack said that quarterback's the difference in the game, and he is. The long touchdown run he had there was a huge, huge play. And, you know, you can point to several different plays that really made the difference in this game, but it boiled down to that they just played a better football game than we did, and, you know, they deserve to go on. And I think they'll have a good run, and we'll have to go back to the drawing board. And, like you said, we'll be, you know, have a long off season and prepare and get ready, guys. But there's a lot of bright stars in this, in our program. We've got a bright future ahead of us, and you know, I'm already thinking about next year.
There you go.
I'll just give you Taylor.
Yeah, I think Coach Mack said it perfect, and Marty echoed it. Jennings was the difference in that ball game. Passed for 195 yards, and he rushed for 111 yards. We couldn't find an answer to contain him tonight. That was the difference in the ball game. Giving up those 13 points in the second half, or the second quarter, and us only answering with 3 points was the difference in that ball game. I was very, very proud of our team for fighting back. Every time they would score, we would try to answer it in the second half. We just came up just a little short there. I got to agree with Marty. There's some great kids that are out here, and what I'm excited about, guys, is these guys that are coming back next year. And I'm also excited about seeing maybe the next Kenny Moore, somebody that didn't play football last year or hadn't played since middle school that steps up and comes out here and has a big year for us next year. But you know, nothing for us to hold our heads down about. They played a good football team tonight, and we played a good game, and just came up a little short.
Well, Wes, I know January 5th you'll be at a gym somewhere covering Lowndes High basketball, maybe with Steve Sains. And I'll see you in late February when we pick up in baseball.
Yes, sir.
And it's time to say goodnight for Lowndes High football, Wes.
I was going to give you some scores before we go. Scores of interest, Lamar beat Cook County 51-13. Brooks leads Macon 22-7. Valwood defeated Trinity Christian 51-7. Thomas County Central and Creekside are in overtime at 14 apiece. And, of course, Valdosta lost 42-14 to North Cobb. Colquitt is with 5 minutes to go in the fourth. It's Colquitt 30, McEachern 28. Camden defeated Hillgrove 52-17. And that wraps it up for us. Folks, I want to remind you that the Lounge High Coaches Show from the Holiday Inn Conference Center on Tuesday night. We'll be there at 7 o'clock for our final show, and we'd love to have you join us. It's a great place, a great atmosphere. It's all Viking fans, players, and coaches, and a great buffet. You get your meal and your drink for less than $10.
Time to say goodnight for the season, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It's been produced by Bill Osborne. It is a production of the Viking Voice, LLC. For all of Lounge High Sports, for all of Black Crow Media, for the Viking Voice, Chuck Lawrence, Taylor Stubbs, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, Bill Osborne, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You've been listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Until next year, good night, Lounge County.